Many people don't know their purpose. They're just living day to day. They're not quite sure what their purpose is. Well, I need to let you know that you have a purpose, and I want this to motivate you to change. And your purpose is to become like Christ. Hi, I'm Father Cedric Bazania, the host of Live with Passion. I am so glad that you tuned into this program. Get ready to change. I believe that God is about to work in your life in a real powerful way. If there's any area, any issue, any place where you feel like you're stuck, I believe that you're going to get moving today by the grace of God. I want to share with you the scripture. It comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1. When John the Baptist was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. And he said, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the good news. That word repent is a Greek word, and it basically means change, change your mind. So in other words, this was Jesus' first sermon, his initial proclamation. And what is he saying? He's saying that change is possible. You don't have to stay stuck. You can change. And I love that. So Jesus was all about change, changing people, helping people to move forward in their life so they weren't stuck. And when you think about it, change is everywhere. I grew up in New England, and of course the seasons change. We have four seasons. And if you've ever been to New England in the fall, you will see the leaves changing, just beautiful. We have fiery reds, we have pumpkin oranges, and then if you've ever seen a chameleon can change, changes the color of its skin. So those are just a couple of examples from nature and from animals about change. So Jesus was all about change. And I want to make sure that you realize that you don't have to just stay right where you are, but you can move forward. And God will help you to move forward. That's the will of God for you. The purpose of God and the meaning of our life really is to keep moving and not stay stuck. Well, I heard about a man who was exploring canyons out in the western part of the United States, and he came to the precipice of a canyon. It was like a mile down. He's looking down there. All of a sudden, a gust of wind hit him, and he accidentally fell over the edge of the canyon. Luckily, there was a branch, a nice strong branch, sticking out right over the edge of the cliff, and he happened to catch it. And he's holding on to the branch, he's dangling there, and he looked around and he was petrified, and he just didn't know what to do. He shouted out, he goes, help! Is there anybody out there? And all of a sudden he heard a voice and it said, this is God, let go and I'll catch you. He thought to himself, is there anybody else out there? Well, watch this. That's one of the most freeing things that you can do in your spiritual life. Oh. And trust me, when you let go, when you release what you're holding on to, your addictions, lust, envy, laziness, anger, when you let go, God will catch you. I remember I was reading a book by Cardinal Bernardine. Cardinal Bernardine was the Cardinal of Chicago, and the book was called Peace. The Gift of Peace. And in this book, Cardinal Bernardine talked about how he was dying with cancer. And he, first of all, had pancreatic cancer, and then he contracted liver cancer that eventually would lead to his death. And as he was writing this book, he had cancer, and he said that he's discovered in life that life is all about letting go. You cannot be in total control of your life, and you have to surrender to God. And he did a tremendous letting go at the end of his life, and God caught him. And he talked about a word in the Greek for letting go, and the word in the Greek is called kenosis. And kenosis means what Jesus did. He emptied himself. He was in the form of God. This comes from the letter to the Philippians. and he emptied himself and became flesh. It was a total letting go. In our life, in order to change, there must be this kenosis, this letting go, this emptying of ourself. There's a country western song that I really like. It's by Carrie Underwood, and it's simply called this, Jesus, take the wheel. Here's a couple verses real quick. Jesus, take the wheel, take it from my hands, because I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go. So give me one more chance. Save me from this road that I'm on. Jesus, take the wheel. Can I ask you to let go of the wheel of anger, bitterness, resentment, non-forgiveness, lust, laziness, all the stuff that has you stuck? Let it go. God will catch you. He'll help you. And I believe with all my heart that change is possible. For that to happen, we have to have a letting go, a kenosis, a surrender. This is what brings about change, not because we are in charge of our life, but we allow God to be in charge of our life. So especially if you have an addiction in your life right now and you feel like you've been really struggling, that change isn't possible, that you're just being stuck, I want you to know that you can change. Change is possible. And that's exactly why Jesus preached it in his first sermon. He will help you. But your role in all this is giving him the wheel of your life, letting go of the branch that you're clinging to so tightly. I travel around the United States and I preach parish missions. That's the Catholic version of a revival. And I meet people from all walks of life, people that are rich, people that are poor, black people, white people, Hispanic. I meet women, I meet men, of course. And I talk to people from all walks of life, and people tell me that basically they're in one of three areas. First area that they're in, people are always telling me, Father, I feel stuck in my life. I feel stuck in anger, in addiction, feel stuck in a bad habit, like possibly overeating, and I don't feel like I'm moving at all. So if you're stuck, I want you to know that God understands and that there is hope, that you really can move forward. So people feel stuck. Second area, people feel like they're not only stuck, they feel like they're going backwards. And what do I mean by that? They've kind of given up on their dreams. They feel lazy and they're not moving. Could be overeating, as I said, could be feeling bitter and resentful toward people, not forgiving them. And every time they think about them, they just get more bitter and angry and resentful. So they're moving backwards. And then the third place where people are, some people are stuck, some people are going backwards. Third place is people are moving and they're growing and they're progressing and they're going forward. And I love that because really, that's what a life of passion is all about. It's not so much that we all make mistakes, we all do, but it's we learn from our mistakes and we go forward. And so people that are moving and going forward, who are those people? People are reading books, they're proactive, they're working out. If they're having trouble in their emotional life, they're going to counseling. If they have an addiction, they're involved in a 12-step group. They're working on their issues, they're dreaming dreams and pursuing their dreams. And so when I talk about live with passion, I certainly don't mean staying stuck or going backwards. I mean, be a person who moves and goes forward and changes and pursues your dreams. And you can do this, and I want to help you to do this, but the number one thing that you have to do, you have to let go of control. You have to give Jesus the wheel and let him be Lord of your life in all these issues. You don't have to stay stuck. You can keep moving. Now, it's very, very important to be motivated. A lot of people have a fatalistic view in life and say, you know, I'm just, this is the way it's always going to be. I only have so much talent. I'm only having so much gifts. I've tried to move, tried to change, doesn't seem to be working. It's just not going to really change. I'm not going to be able to change. Rather, I believe that you can change, but what you have to do is be enthusiastic about your life. You have to speak positive to yourself. You have to be passionate and proactive as you're surrendering to God, and you will see significant change in your life. You're not going to change all in one day, but in time you will progress and move and mature and go forward. And talk about enthusiasm, and that's what passion is. I remember it was Vince Lombardi, the great coach of the Green Bay Packers. He one time said, "Unless you're fired with enthusiasm, you will be fired with enthusiasm." And I love that, because when it comes to change and your personal growth, you got to have enthusiasm, got to have passion, got to be proactive, got to be willing to work on your life, your dreams, your own personal growth. So I want to help you to make a move. Jesus said you could. He said change is possible. That's what the word repent means. And it's not just turning away from your sins. It is that. But it's looking at all the issues that you have over your life, in your life, like anger, bitterness, resentment, laziness, envy, whatever it may be, gluttony. And looking at all those issues and knowing that you can move forward. You can change. And I want to help you. I want to motivate you in some ways. I'm going to kind of be like a life coach here today and tell you that you can change. I go to health clubs all the time because I travel, produce for TV, got to stay fit, got to stay in shape. I mean, I work out at least every other day. And my workouts last for a couple hours. Work on my cardio, work on weights, I work on the treadmill, I work on the bike, and I make sure that I'm in good shape. Well, when I go to these different health clubs around the country, you can't help but be struck by some of the motivational posters that they have in various health clubs. As I've toured the country, I've seen all kinds of different ones. For example, I saw one poster that said, "If you want what you've never had, then you got to do what you've never done." I really like that. Another one said, "Go past your comfort zone." That's what has to happen when it comes to change. And then I saw one time, it said, "It's not always easy, but it's always worth it." When it comes to change, all your efforts are worth it. You can have significance. And then I saw one time that said, "Slow progress is better than no progress." So remember, it's not all or nothing. It's perpetual, gradual, incremental change, progression. And then I saw one time that was kind of humorous. It said, "Sweat is just your fat crying." I was on a bike one time, and I'm working out on the bike, and I noticed that there was a woman there in front of me at the health club, and she had a trainer right next to her, and she was doing these reps with weights. And the trainer was standing right by her, encouraging her, smiling, and motivating her to keep on. It was hard for her to keep doing those reps, but the trainer was motivating her, helping her to keep moving forward. And that's exactly what I want to be in your life. I know that change is difficult. Change is hard. It's easier to be lazy and to stay stuck and to just let the addiction overwhelm you, to just stay angry, to stay bitterness and resentful. But you're a follower of Christ. And Jesus summons us, calls us to metanoia, to growth, to change, to movement. And if you authentically want to follow Jesus, then you must work on your life. You must look at the areas where you're stuck, and you must go forward.
The Bible is full of words about change. It says God gives us a new heart. When we believe in Jesus, we are changed. We are reborn. We are made into a new creation. Change was at the heart of Jesus' message. So no matter what you're facing, the good news is you can change. In Father Cedric's book, You Can Change, you will discover that change is possible. Change can happen when you believe the right things, speak the right things, and visualize the right things. In this book, you'll also learn how to forgive others, manage anger, confront fear, overcome lust, and recover from addiction. This book will inspire and motivate you to change. Call right now to get this special offer. Call 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Go to frcedric.org or write us at Father Cedric Ministries, 430 Bunker Hill Road, Houston, Texas, 77024. 100% of your donations will be used to produce and air Live with Passion.
A lot of people are struggling in their spiritual life. The number one thing I hear from people is, Father, I feel distant from God. I feel like God is out there somewhere and I'm not really making contact with Him. Well, then I'm going to invite you early in the morning, give a little time with God. Read the scriptures. Read some good spiritual books. Watch good TV programs like you're doing now. And I believe that you will change. You will sense God in a deeper way. So if that's your issue, then zero in on it. And other people talk about addictions. And there's all kinds of addictions, drinking and drugs, and of course, gambling and sex. You know, there's all these different addictions that people can have. Well, if you're addicted, then here's what letting go of the wheel means. Here's what letting go of that branch means. Take courage and go to an addictions counselor. Or if it's losing weight. You know, a lot of people are struggling with their weight, and that's one of the reasons why I work out. Well, go to a health club and get goals that are attainable. Don't say, you know, I'm going to lose all this weight and I expect to lose it within a month. It takes time. Otherwise, you're going to get discouraged if you just try to do everything at once. So set goals for yourself, goals that are attainable, and you will see progress. And you won't feel like you're always out of control. You can do it. I'm kind of like a life coach that was standing by that woman doing the reps. I want to tell you, you can change. Live with passion. You can follow Jesus. Change is possible. And then, of course, I have women and men come to me quite often, Father, I'm struggling in my marriage. It's just not what it used to be. There's no communication. There's definite problems going on. Well, I suggest that you work on it by going to a counselor. Try the both of you can get together. You can talk about it. And you might be thinking, well, Father, I'm willing to go to counseling, but my husband isn't willing to go. Or maybe you're a man and my wife's not willing to go. Well, what I say to that is if both of you can't go, then one of you go. Just try to work on it, and I believe that you will see significant change. Other areas, of course, you may be stuck in a bad habit or a sin. Well, confession is good for the soul. That's what it says in the letter to James. It says, confess your sins to one another that you may be healed. So in other words, what I'm saying is that when it comes to letting go of the wheel, when it comes to letting go of the branch, when it comes to letting Jesus take charge of your life, you have to be proactive and apply in all these different areas of your life, apply your life toward it and be motivated and be proactive, because your purpose, the meaning of your life right now, isn't just to live every day and to survive. Your purpose is to become all that you can be, to realize your potential, to grow in virtue. In fact, Romans 8:28 says, we have been predestined to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Many people don't know their purpose. They're just living day to day. They're not quite sure what their purpose is. Well, I need to let you know that you have a purpose, and I want this to motivate you to change. And your purpose is to become like Christ. Jesus was not addicted. He wasn't angry. He wasn't all bent out of shape all the time. He didn't participate in gluttony. And so we need to become like Him. And that's your purpose in life. That's why God has given you time now, is so that you can grow and mature and progress. If you are stuck in an area, a sin, a bad habit, an addiction, one of the seven deadly sins like anger or envy, gossip, lust, whatever it may be, you can move forward, but there must be a letting go. You must surrender the wheel to Jesus. And I'm praying that right now, through this program, you will sense grace. I know you've been struggling in different areas. It's been hard. Maybe you've tried and you've failed. But I want you to try again. And I don't want there just to be a resolution for change. I want there to be a revolution for change. And that revolution comes through the power of God within you, the Holy Spirit, the role of the Holy Spirit, of course, to bring us into a personal relationship with God and to make us holy. That's why we call the Holy Spirit the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit is holy and wants to make us holy. So in other words, you're not alone in this struggle, and that's why I want you to surrender. I remember I was at our retreat center recently in Houston, and parents and a young man, 25 years old, and his parents came to visit with me. They had seen my program on TV, wanted to meet me. I was glad to meet them there, and I shook their hands and everything. And this young man, 25 years old, big, tall guy, I'm 6'2", and he was taller than me. He would always get right in my face, very intense, very overbearing, and he would talk, 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 talk. And I just stood there and kind of smiled. I was calm and peaceful. And he kept doing it, and I would show him around the retreat center, and he kept getting in my face. And you know, his parents had brought him there because they wanted him to grow in his faith. And finally, he comes up to me, and he says, "Father," he said, "I know I'm intense, and I know I'm a little overbearing. I've been like this all my life." And he said, you're so calm. You're so peaceful. I don't know how you do it." And he said, "You know, I want to change, but I'm not quite sure how to change." I was very surprised he said that, because I didn't even know he knew. And here's what I shared with him, because he asked me, "How do I change? I don't want to be overbearing. I don't want to be so intense. I don't want to be in people's face all the time. But I haven't been able to change. How do I do it?" And I simply shared with him these steps. Number one, you admit that you have a problem in an area. Possibly it's anger, could be an addiction, could be envy, could be laziness, could be sloth, whatever it is. You admit that you have a problem in the area. That's what that young man was saying. He's saying, "I know I'm overbearing. How do I change?" So number one step, if you want to change, this is really important. You have to be honest with yourself. Remember that great saying, "Know thyself." And that's what I was so impressed about this young man. Yeah, he was overbearing and everything, but at least he knew it. A lot of people, they're that way, they don't even know it. So number one, I said to him, "Okay, you've admitted it. Number two, you have to recognize that you're powerless over this. You've tried to change and you haven't been able to. You don't have the power. It's not determination enough. It's not resolution enough." All the people at New Year, you know, everybody makes all these New Year resolutions. Psychologists tell us that 80% of the people that make New Year's resolutions by February have broken those resolutions. So it's not by resolution, it's by revolution. It's by the Spirit of God, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. That's how we change. So in other words, what I'm saying is you got to admit that you're powerless over your addiction, over your anger, over your bitterness and resentment. And then an addendum to that is you recognize that God is the one who has the power. God is the one who can help you. And then, of course, the third step, you surrender. You let go of control. Let go of the branch. You allow God to help you in a radical, deep, powerful way. Are you ready to do that? Do you recognize some areas? Have you admitted to yourself your issues, your flaws, your addictions? That's the first step. If you can't do that, then change isn't going to happen. But if you can do that, then you're ready to move to the next step. The next step, you're powerless over it, but God's got the power. I believe that God can help me in any area, that He will strengthen me to be able to face it. And then you simply let go of the wheel. You surrender. You give your life to Christ. But I must admit, and you need to know, that surrender is more than a prayer. It's more than a sentiment. It is something that's very proactive. So, as I've said in this program, if you're overweight, you don't just surrender and say, "God, help me." You allow God to help you to get into a fitness center, make goals, and go after it. If you're angry, you don't just surrender and say, "Okay, God, help me." You read about anger, and you maybe go to a counselor. If you're addicted, you get into a 12-step program, you go to a 12-step counselor, and you get some help. So in other words, your surrender is proactive. Jesus' first sermon had to do with change. This is your purpose. This is your call to grow, to go forward, to keep progressing. You do not have to stay stuck. And because of this program, I want to motivate you to live with passion, to become all that you can be, fulfill your destiny, to realize your potential. Because of this program, I pray right now, you will let go of that branch. You will let go of the wheel in a kenosis. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ. And don't just live, live with passion. You don't have to stay stuck in any area of your life. You can change. You can go forward. Listen to this letter that I received. My brother Tom was going down for the last time. Now he's watching your program. Even my sister can't get over this. He's been drinking for 45 years and now he's sober. Wow, I love that. That's what my programs are all about. Whatever your issues are, addictions, anger, lust, gluttony, whatever it is, I believe that you can change. In fact, I wrote a book called You Can Change, very positive. And in this book, I address issues, specific issues in very practical ways. Reading a book will help you, but you have to be proactive and go forward after that. So please call that number. Please write me at this address. And please visit my website. I think you'll be touched as you do. Hope you'll get the book, You Can Change. You can change. You don't have to stay stuck. Don't just live. Live with passion.
The Bible is full of words about change. It says God gives us a new heart. When we believe in Jesus, we are changed. We are reborn. We are made into a new creation. Change was at the heart of Jesus' message. So no matter what you're facing, the good news is you can change. In Father Cedric's book, You Can Change, you will discover that change is possible. Change can happen when you believe the right things, speak the right things, and visualize the right things. In this book, you'll also learn how to forgive others, manage anger, confront fear, overcome lust, and recover from addiction. This book will inspire and motivate you to change. Call right now to get this special offer. Call 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Go to frcedric.org or write us at Father Cedric Ministries, 430 Bunker Hill Road, Houston, Texas, 77024. 100% of your donations will be used to produce and air Live with Passion. Don't just live, live passionately. Jesus came to bring us abundant life, a life filled with joy, hope, and purpose. For over a decade, Father Cedric Pisania has been sharing the life-changing message of hope with people around the world. As a priest with a vow of poverty, Father Cedric's programs and resources are created with one purpose in mind, to change lives. Would you consider calling and giving today? It's only because of generous people like you who can give. We are able to reach multitudes every day. We hear life-changing testimonies from people who watch us on television. As always, we treasure the support of our partners. As a priest with a vow of poverty, you can know that 100% of your donation will go directly toward producing and airing Live with Passion. To partner with us, call 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Or go to FatherCedric.org. Write us at Father Cedric Ministries, 430 Bunker Hill Road, Houston, Texas, 77024. Thank you.